Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Freedom Week.
The best week of the year.
Ever. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Well, I tell you, okay?
Tell me.
We're going to be working tomorrow, and then we are not working anymore.
No.
To say that I am anticipating this short week too much would be an understatement.
I'm tired. Also, if you're trying to tell me to do work after 10 dot dot like 02?
Oh, a.m.
A.m.?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not.
I am out of
I'm not
going
to do it.
By 10:01, I will be in my car.
Yeah. Camel Nation, part of our celebration of freedom is being free. I've been hustling and grinding these past couple days just to have a couple days off, because that's what we have to do in this industry. So
the work that goes into having a day off is like not.
Yeah.
We work.
It's going to feel so good.
I got to explain this for the people who don't understand. When we take a day off work, we don't actually take a day off because we do the work in advance.
We're not complaining.
We're not complaining.
It may sound like a complaint. We're just explaining.
We're just explaining why we're so tired.
So, you know, when you have to go, you know, build a house and you take a day off work. You know, when you take a day off work, you just stop building that house.
Yes.
We got to build the house twice as quick.
Yes, that's a great way to explain it, actually.
We got to be like, oh, man, I put up 4 walls. Now I have to put up 8 walls today just so I can have tomorrow off. Not complaining.
Because if we had a substitute, y'all would be stuck with Drew Blando in the morning. And I don't think you want that.
You said it, girl. You said that. So
that's okay. I stand pretty confident on my statement.
In order to get a couple days off work and chill, we are putting everybody in overtime today, including Firecracker Daisy.
Yes.
Now, what am I talking about, Nico, you ask? Well, I'll tell you right now. Okay, so take it easy. We are going to have Firecracker Daisy, who's one of our promotions people, go out to McDowell and Dysart. Those are the crossroads of Knockout Fitness and Lowe's. In that parking lot, if you're familiar with the area, just go there, okay? At 7 o'clock today.
If you're military and have a military ID.
Yes.
That is the catch today, because we're celebrating our military.
That is the plus today.
Yeah.
If you have a military ID, if you're active, if you're a veteran.
If you're a spouse and have a spousal ID, that will also get you koozies.
Get your koozies, and they are VIP koozies.
Woo!
They are not the regular ones.
Saying thank you to our vets the right way.
They're not the black ones that you see on social media all the time. Mm-hmm. They're these beautiful red ones that get you into, like, the pit.
Yes. Like, touching distance.
Super close access to Sam Hunt.
Yes.
Respectfully. So, okay, once again, 7 a.m. today, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., so that three-hour block. If you can't make it at 7, come on a little bit later, but after 10 o'clock, it's over.
It is
or
also
actually,
while supplies last. Yeah.
Yes, so you're going to want to get there, if you can, as quickly as possible. She's going to be out there broadcasting to us. We're going to be giving you guys the lowdown. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Dysart and McDowell, Knockout Fitness, Lowe's parking lot.
For our military. So military IDs, you must show it to Daisy. You'll be good to go.
And you can find her because she's going to have a big Camel 107.9 tent also.
Yeah. She's also probably the most excited person in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So.
She will definitely have the most energy. That's a guarantee. So find her, military ID, and we want to hook you guys up. Everybody for this Freedom Week.
So we can party next week.
Let's go, America.
Heck yeah.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're going to call Caitlin this morning.
Okay, why?
Her husband, Greg, may have screwed up a little bit.
Oh, no.
He may have drunkenly partook in their wedding cake that's been frozen in the freezer for 10 months.
Not the year anniversary tier.
Yes, that
no.
one. That one. That's the one.
It may
look like the rats got into it.
Oh, we have to tell her, don't we?
Yeah, we got to break that news.
Oh, God.
All right, let's call her up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Caitlin?
Yeah, this is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country 107.9.
The radio station?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. How are you?
I'm okay. Caught off guard a little bit.
Yeah, you seem confused. Let me tell you why I'm calling. I am breaking news today. And
please.
It's your turn to get some news. And it just so happens that I have it from your husband, Greg.
Okay.
So I know this is strange. While normally he would just confess to you of his wrongdoings, today he approached.
Right.
Yeah, he approached me and said, "Nico, can you please do this? This is this might be a tough one for my wife to hear." So, Caitlin, here's the news. He wanted me to call you and tell you that when he got home late Saturday night after being in Old Town pretty much all day with his boys, he was pretty, he was very, very, very drunk. And,
oh my God, what are you about to tell me?
Well, you know your wedding cake that you guys have in the freezer that you guys were supposed to eat on your first anniversary coming up in a couple of months?
Yes.
He ate some.
No.
He didn't eat the whole thing. He took a couple bites. He shared with Brad also. He said Brad was over too, and we had a little bit of the cake. Just a little bit. See? No biggie. Okay, that's the news.
Okay. I'm kind of relieved, but not okay with that either. I had no idea where you were going with this. I was like, oh my God,
yeah,
what is this man about to tell me?
Nothing. Like, he didn't like cheat on you or anything, you know?
I mean,
he just ate some wedding cake.
With Brad. He ate the cake with Brad.
Okay. He was drunk, Cheyenne.
I mean, that is kind of annoying because we were going to have like a moment with it.
Well,
but
he had a moment with Brad.
I guess that's not the worst news.
He had a moment with Brad. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, hey, there's that. You know, you guys can still have your moment. It's just going to be a much smaller bite.
Great. Okay. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So be nice to him. Oh, thank you. Job done here.
Oh my gosh. This is okay. Crazy. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Celebrating freedom all week long. It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
We can all agree that a hot dog is a sandwich, right?
No. What?
This is how we're going to start life today?
Yes. Chose violence immediately.
Are you kidding me? What is a sandwich? What's your definition of a sandwich?
Not a hot dog, that's for sure.
Meat between bread. That's
so
a sandwich?
Is a peanut butter and jelly not a sandwich?
It is.
There's no meat.
Well, I use meat loosely.
What's your definition?
It's got to be something between
grilled
bread.
Cheese sandwich?
Something between bread. Sandwich. A hot dog is a sandwich. People might not like it, okay? But they got to get over it.
It's not, because the buns are connected
so
on one side.
Sandwich?
Shut up, babe.
Also true.
Hot dog is not a sandwich.
Happy Freedom Week. Yes, it is. 100%. What do you put on your hot dog?
It really just depends on my mood, because I like some cheese, and I like some mayo, some ketchup, some mustard, all the things. Sometimes I like a little bit of relish. It really just depends on my mood. Because I like hot dogs in most all forms.
So your first go-to was cheese as a topping on a hot dog?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever put some cheese on a hot dog?
Oh, yeah. I've had hot dogs in every form.
Yeah. So delightful. I love to have some cheese on it.
I've had pickle spears. Poppy seed buns.
Yes. I love a good poppy seed bun.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a person that likes everything. Like, when they give you the option of, hey, man, you want everything on it? I'm like,
always.
Yeah. Double.
Yeah.
I want double everything on it.
I like having a lot of fixins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on my hot dog.
Yeah.
Also, I will not eat a hot dog if it's pork. I don't like pork hot dogs, but an all-beef hot dog, the ones from Costco, the Kirkland brands, are like chef's kiss. They're so good.
Kirkland really does the best things for life.
They know how to do it at the Co. for sure.
I will say, though, a pork hot dog, to me, tastes better. The original hot dog. I know they are very not healthy. I know they're gross. I know they're made of pig nose and ears and all that
all
good
the
stuff.
Things.
But, man, I think they taste better.
Do you remember when our parents used to boil hot dogs?
Oh, yeah. I still boil hot dogs.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
I do a dirty water dog inside my home.
I mean, I'm not saying whatever, but,
yeah.
But like, you know.
It throws me back to a New York City dirty water dog.
What? Is that what you guys call it in New York? A dirty water dog?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Exactly. That's what you call it.
Yeah. I mean, I get
and
it.
The New York hot dogs that were right boiled right there in front of you, they slap. There's something really good about
that. I don't know about that. I'll have to go
There's
to New York
so
and try
many
one. Because
better
sounds...
options nowadays. That's all. Like, I get the boiled. Like,
it's a texture. It's a, you know, it's a different yeah. different
like,
cooking method.
Rubber? The different texture is rubber?
It's not hard. They still snap. They still snap good.
Of course, if you get the good dogs. Yeah, of course.
I hate it when people are like, that's the only way you can do it. No, that's not. That's the beauty of the universality of a hot dog.
You know, I will agree with you on that. Hot dogs are super universal. You could do a lot of things with hot dogs.
You know, one of my favorite things is pork on pork. You wrap a hot dog in bacon.
Yeah.
The bacon wrapped dog is
top tier.
Next
bacon
level.
On a hot dog is top tier.
What about the old school Detroit Coney dog, which is what I grew up on? What's a Coney dog, you ask, Nico? I'll tell you.
I'm glad that you are asking.
Chopped onions,
ooh,
mayo,
ooh.
And chili.
Yes. Please.
And then if you want to get funky with it, you do a little cheese whiz on top of that.
Ooh.
A chili cheese dog.
Woo-hoo. That sounds
oh my goodness.
Like dinner, to
There's
be honest.
There's a place in Scottsdale right off of Hayden. It's called Detroit. I think it's called Detroit Coney Island or Detroit Coney Dog. And they do like the closest hot dog to what I grew up on in Detroit here in the Valley.
Really?
And I'll tell you what, boy.
Ooh, we're going to have to try
that. I would have some hangover for angst, I would be like, get me those Coney dogs in my belly immediately.
That sounds absolutely delightful.
Yeah,
is the chili good?
Oh my God. It's just ground beef chili. There's no beans.
Oh,
like
yum.
It's just like, it's delicious.
I love that.
Camel Nation, how do you like your dogs? Because we are going to be grilling coming up in a couple days here for the 4th of July.
Oh, we're all going to be eating the dogs.
Call us up 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
We're talking about hot dogs. There are a lot of hot dog enthusiasts that stick to one hot dog and one hot dog only. Some people say that ketchup on hot dogs is a crime. Some people say that Chicago dogs are the only way to go. Trisha in Phoenix, what is your stance on the dog?
So my hot dog hot take is that I don't know why we're still pretending like this is good food. I really, really don't understand why anyone would choose it.
Are you?
Were you scarred?
Is your stance only based off of like the OG pork, not really sure what's in it type of hot dog?
I mean, definitely I'm anti those, but also I just don't really know why do we need our meat to be cylindrical? It's a little gross.
Wait a second. When properly sliced, the cylindrical meat is fantastic. I give you the pepperoni, the salami.
I don't know. I just don't like it when it's still in a cylinder. But mostly the stuff that's in it is what bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I can
yeah.
see that. Yeah. If we're purely talking about the not don't know what's in it type pork hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand her stance. I can get on board with that. But an all-beef hot dog?
And then we learn it's just bits and parts and we're still okay with that?
So let me ask you a question. If you had the best chef in the world cook you the greatest hot dog ever to grace our lips, and then like the bummiest chef in the world make you a hamburger, which one are you choosing? Greatest hot dog ever? Bummiest burger ever?
If I knew exactly what the meat was in it, and I watched him prepare it, I would try the hot dog.
Okay.
There's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, you hooked me up with the best chef in the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So you can,
know,
you can be bought.
A little wild.
You can be purchased. That's what I got out of that. I will bribe you with the best hot dog ever. Okay. Fantastic.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I am so thankful for concerts and concert season and the fact that we are now 1 week away from the Camel Koozie concert with Sam Hunt. Woo. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Brandy and Buckeye, what can you get an amen for this morning?
Well, I have a job interview at noon, and I need an amen and fingers crossed and all the good vibes I can get.
Oh, well.
Well, we could do that.
We could take care of that.
Fingers and toes crossed?
Amen.
Good luck today, Brandy.
Thank you.
Do you mind us asking what the job's for?
It's actually in a Live Nation job with concerts and entertainment.
Whoa.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. We love us some Live Nation.
Yeah. And if you get some backstage passes, let us know.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you.
Shannon Phoenix, what can we give you an amen for today?
Okay, so I called in about a month ago talking about my two girls who have not talked in over 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
They're talking.
Hey! Yay! I love that.
That's amazing, man.
I'm that softball mom that the girls had a conflict over softball, and they were talking and hanging out and made me so happy. So I need an amen.
Amen. I love that. And I remember you calling and telling us about that.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Time is too precious, man. There's too little of it. So I'm glad that they got back together again. That's great.
Yes. It's amazing. So thank you, guys.
Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah, thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Celebrating with us.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye.
If you got something big or small, we want to hear about it. If it's good in your life and you want to shout it from the mountaintops, call us up, Camel Nation.
Let us celebrate it with you at 602-894-5653.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Mark in Phoenix.
Mark in Phoenix. Are you ready to play Secret Sound?
Yes.
Congratulations. You're calling number 8. Let's go.
Yay!
All right.
All right. We do it every morning at 7:30. Unfortunately, you are our second contestant in a very difficult Secret Sound, in my opinion.
Third. He's the third.
Oh, today's Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
I'm stupid today. That is true. Mark, unfortunately, yeah, man. A tough road ahead, but let's see how you do. What's up for grabs, Cheyenne?
A pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen on July 18th at State Farm Stadium. This is a massive prize.
All right, let's play The Secret Sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Mark in Phoenix, what is this Secret Sound for Morgan Wallen tickets?
Is it the sound of pulling a box of whiskey off the shelf?
Ooh, pulling a box of whiskey off the shelf. He knows us so well.
I like the sound of that.
So do I. Can we go and do that right now?
Great call, but no, it is not.
No, it is not.
A box of whiskey off the shelf. I like where your head's at, though.
So do I.
And thank you so much for playing today. We appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you.
Nico and Cheyenne. Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
What do you got for us this morning, Chai?
So we were talking about hot dogs earlier, and I started to deep dive, like, where the origin of the hot dog came from. Do you think it was American made or not? The origin of it. Not like the what it is now, but the concept of the hot dog.
Okay.
American made
I'm
or
gonna
no?
go immediately Germany.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 1,000%.
I believe it's a Bavarian brought. It transformed into the hot dog over the years. But I'm going to say, like, a hot dog itself is probably American itself.
The hot dog itself is because we've made it popular from, like, Coney Island, baseball games, things like that.
Yeah.
So the idea of the hot dog is 100% American, but the origin of the hot dog is German.
So I thought
we'd play a little game called American Made or Nah.
Wunderbar.
The things that we think, if you're not thinking about it, like,
surface level,
yeah,
feels American.
Okay.
Because we've adapted to it so much.
All right. All
okay?
Right. Yeah, hit us with it.
American made or not, the apple pie.
I hate to say it, but I think the Germans got us on that one also.
Nope.
I think it's strudel. No?
Nope.
Okay, well, give Abe a chance also to answer.
I mean, it was just yes or no.
But she just answered.
I was
going to
say no. I wasn't going to go the extra mile like he did.
Yeah.
Guess where, but I'm saying no.
So it is from England, actually.
Oh, okay.
In other parts of Europe, but mainly it does come from England. But we've obviously have adapted to apple pie as being crazy American.
Interesting. I would have never thought that the apple pie.
As American, as apple pie.
Cheesecake. American made or not?
I'm going to go yes, personally.
Okay.
Nah.
The origins of the cheesecake? Ancient Greece.
Really?
Yep. We have Americanized it by the New York style cheesecake, but it is originally from Greece.
I know we created basically everything in society, but I did not know the cheesecake was one of them.
Yep. okay. Buffalo wings, American made or not?
Come on. It's gotta be American made Buffalo, New York. It's gotta be.
Abe?
No.
It is considered an American food.
Hey!
Here's a good one. Denim jeans, American made or not?
Dang. If we didn't make denim jeans, I'm gonna feel pretty stupid. We had to have made denim jeans. I'm sure there were some type of cotton clothing before, but I'm going to go American made. The good old Wrangler.
Okay.
Nah.
It's actually half and half. Let me explain.
Oh,
okay. So Levi Strauss is German.
Yeah,
He is a German immigrant.
Yeah.
And Jacob Davis, who is also a part of the denim like creation, is
the wave of denim in 1792?
Yep, is Latvian born. Did I say that right? Latvian?
Yeah, you did.
So they are not American, but the actual word denim comes from dinemis, which is French. So it's like it was created in the U.S.
By immigrants.
Immigrants.
Okay, I'm going to take that as American. America!
Half and half.
Jean makers! All right, I hope you're playing along in your car right now because I think I'm winning.
I think you're doing pretty solid. Yeah.
We haven't been keeping score, but Cheyenne, we're going to come back with more, okay?
All right, I got a whole list.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
All right, you came up with this amazing list of American made or
nah. Is it made in America or was it made somewhere else?
Right.
Because we've Americanized so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did it actually come from here or the origins from somewhere else?
All right. Hit us with one.
Black Friday.
That has to be American. Like, we are heathens when it comes to consumerism.
Yeah, what the heck? I'll say yes.
You are both wrong.
Oh, no.
In fact, Black Friday is an event sale that happened in Europe first before it happened here, and we took it and made it what it is now.
We made it crazy. The Europeans were all kind. Oh, hello. Welcome to Black Friday. Orderly lines, please. The British people are like, oh, yes, yes, please.
Video games. American made or not?
Nah.
I mean, they're definitely, the majority of video games are made in Japan. Like, that's pretty common knowledge. But were they first here?
The origins.
Because we had computers
video
first.
Video games.
So I'm going to go the Japanese perfected it, but we started it. I'm going to go here.
Okay. Abe?
I'm saying nah.
Abe would be right, and if you would have stayed on track, Nico, you would have been right, too. The origins of video games are from Japan.
Oh.
But we have made it what it is now, obviously. The graduation cap and gown. American made or not?
I feel like Europeans, especially in like Parliament, have been wearing like the gown thing forever with the frilly weird hair. And I feel like that's associated somehow. So I'm going to go nah.
Nah?
I'm going to go nah.
The frilly weird
hair. You know what I'm talking about? Like the
powder wigs?
The powder wigs.
I'll say nah.
Okay. You are both right. And it is from Europe. It's actually from medieval Europe.
Whoa.
Is where the cap and gown came from. But most people, when they see it, think of obviously the United States and our graduation ceremonies. All right. Customer service culture. The idea that the customer is always right. American made and created or nah?
I don't know. It's very obscure. I'm sure if they would have always had customer service, the customer being right, they would have liked it that way. But I think we created that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go USA all day on that.
Yeah, probably.
Are you sure?
Not really.
Listen, I've been to some stores in Europe where they are very rude. The customer is never right. And they're like,
I wouldn't say never, but I also think that always right thing is very toxic and not true.
I would agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're both going American made. You would be correct.
Hey!
It is American made and actually didn't even become a popular statement until the early 1900s.
Yeah, when people started to get sensitive.
Yeah, so sensitive. This is a good one. Drive-in movie theaters. American made or not?
Ooh. I mean, that's a
drive-in movie theaters were a part of my childhood.
Huge part of our culture.
Yeah. American made or not?
Oh, man. I have to think it's American made.
Okay.
But for some reason, I feel like maybe in Brazil they did it first or something.
I want to say yes so bad, but something's telling me no.
I'm going to go yes. You can split the difference.
Okay. Right. So the drive-in movie theater was made popular by the United States, but its origins are actually from Europe.
Oh.
France had outdoor cinemas in the early 1900s.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, though? That makes sense. Because drive-in movie theaters are like kind of romantic, and the French people are very romantic.
Ooh, oui, oui.
They were like, let's go have a cigarette and watch a movie in my car.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Fireworks are going off. The dogs be barking in the neighborhood.
Ooh, dogs be not loving this holiday.
Not at all.
It doesn't matter how much the owner loves 4th of July, their dogs hate it just as much as they love it.
I think I got used to my dog being, you know, an elderly dog, and he is partially deaf. So he kind of used
that in your favor
as like white noise.
I just see your dog just like laying there, and fireworks are going off, and he just kind of like perks up his ears a little bit.
No, Braxton was like dreaming of like Chihuahua babes. It didn't bother him none, but I do understand, man. It does drive the dogs crazy.
Yeah.
And because of it, the 5th of July is the busiest day at all of the rescues and the kennels because they're picking up dogs that have strayed away from their houses.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, man.
I don't like that.
It's kind of a wild thing that we have to deal with. Obviously, we are in a very active firework area.
Yeah.
We are the 6th biggest city when it comes to firework celebrations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at personal residences. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's
cool. Hey, we love America.
America.
We love our freedom.
Freedom.
And we want to find out what our listeners are doing to help protect their dogs.
Absolutely.
Deanna from the Camel Nation and Mesa, what do you guys do with your pets for the 4th?
My husband and I decided this year to go for a weekend away. Like, we have 3 German Shepherds, and we don't want them to, you know, be stressed and scared. But this year, we're going to take a weekend away.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that even though, like, you love, obviously, we all love America, but the health of your pets is also really important.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, to say that a 4th of July celebration may be a little different without fireworks,
mm-hmm.
but also you can still celebrate your butt off.
Yeah, you don't need to have fireworks. The fireworks are like an added bonus to celebrating the 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah. So, and escaping the heat. I like that idea. So, where are we going? Are we going?
Can we come with you?
High country, Flagstaff, Sedona, maybe?
Ooh, Sedona.
Ooh,
where
like
are you guys
that.
Going, Deanna?
We were thinking about Sedona as well, yeah.
Oh.
I will reiterate my question. Can we come?
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the problem is I bring the fireworks in the party.
The fireworks would follow.
All America. All week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
I made a promise to my son, 8-year-old Justin Lazarus, that we would stop by the fireworks stand on the way home from dinner last night.
Uh-huh.
And we did.
And you got everything that you needed?
It was closed.
No!
It was one of those set up shop in the middle of a parking lot at Safeway.
Yeah.
You know I love Safeway.
You do.
And yeah, man, they had everything pulled off and it was all locked away in some container crate that they got sitting
there. Yeah.
And I felt so bad. I was like, dang, he was really looking forward to it. And I told him right off the rip, I said, son, if they don't have the good stuff,
we're going somewhere else.
We ain't buying it.
I think that's the funniest thing about fireworks is that their names are always wild.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to, like, think, like, what is it? What is a zippity-doo-dah? What is that? I don't know.
Turd cutter? Was that one of them?
Crap flapper.
Crap flapper?
Crap flapper. That's wild.
Crap flapper.
With or without the stick, it's fine.
It just so happens, Camel Nation, that we do have a list of actual fireworks, and we had made up a few, too.
Yeah.
We want to quiz you on this.
Yeah. Do you know the name of the firework? Is it a real firework or is it not?
Ah, the whistling bunghole. call us up 602-894-5653 on this Freedom Week.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Joe Dirt, an American classic, should be shown to all the children for 4th of July.
Should it though?
That's Dana.
All right, we got Kevin on the phone. Kevin and Chandler. Hey, good morning, man.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, obviously, fireworks have a wide array of names. Sometimes you'd be like, wow, that sounds like cleaning product. Sometimes it's a firework. You never know.
And then sometimes it's, did a four-year-old boy come up with this? What is this name? I don't understand.
Here we go. We're going to throw some names at you, and you're going to let us know whether you think they're real or nah.
All right, Kevin, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Karen's Last Warning. Is it a real firework or no?
That's fake.
You're right. That is a fake.
Wow.
Name. Although it would make a great firework.
Yeah.
It's like a really high-pitchy screamer
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a really irritating firework all around.
Okay. Next one. Chicken on a chain. Is that a real firework or not?
Oh, boy. A real. Let's say real.
Two for two.
Hey.
Nice job. That is the name of a real firework.
What the hell kind of firework is a chicken on a chain?
I have no idea. All right, next one. One bad mother-in-law. Real firework or not?
Oh, man. I'm going to say real. Real.
Who are you?
Three for three. Let's go.
Okay.
And also, a real bad mother-in-law could also not be a firework and could just be a terrible mother-in-law.
That is also true.
So, very nice.
Short fuse.
There we go.
All right. Glitter vomit. Real firework or not?
It sounds real, which means it's probably fake. Fake.
Is he right again?
Four for four.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. I got to pull something out of my pocket.
Glitter vomit, also known as Christie's Cabaret.
Okay, here's another one.
Every time you come out of there, so much glitter.
You ready?
Yeah.
Unicorn farts. Real firework or not?
That is real.
This man is five for five. Let's go.
5 for 5. Okay, I'm going to try to break you on this one. One more. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Yeehaw Apocalypse. Real firework or not?
The pressure is on. I'm going to say real.
He's wrong.
Oh.
The Yeehaw Apocalypse is a fake firework name.
Oh, man.
Again, sounds pretty fantastic.
The Yeehaw Apocalypse is something that you would experience in South Phoenix for the 4th of July.
1,000%.
So, thank you so much for playing.
I'm impressed.
Incredible.
5 out of 6.
Also, wow, gotta find that unicorn farts.
I know. What does that even look like?
Gotta see that display in real life. But enjoy your 4th of July and, of course, Freedom Week. We appreciate you checking in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
And on that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Are you out of breath?
Freedom Week, baby. Sucking the freedom right out of me.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.